This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Secret recordings show the bond between former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and his co-defendant, Michael McLean. The government tapes reveal Madigan using McLean as a surrogate to handle a wide variety of problems. McLean's help, though, wasn't just political. Jurors heard one 2018 wiretap where Madigan appears to be having dinner with McLean and borrows his cell phone. Madigan calls his wife to see which soup she wants.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Very well. Very well. So they have three soups.
Okay.
Can you, the soup again is cream of broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Which is spinach with egg drops.
Madigan never carried his own cell phone. New Chicago Board of Education members stress they are passionate about improving the school system despite starting amid controversy. The new members were sworn in yesterday. Their predecessors shocked the city by resigning en masse after disagreeing with some of the mayor's strategies. The new members explained why they accepted the appointment, which may last only until January. Rafael Yanez says that he wants to be an advocate for families.
My interest is really to be a good listener and to be a good champion of supporting people that have been wounded, that are in pain.
Others said they were driven by problems they witnessed when their children were in school. They asked a lot of detailed questions yesterday at their first meeting. Cook County commissioners begrudgingly renewed a contract with a data sharing company. The county state's attorney's office contracts with Apris Insights to provide automated notifications to crime victims. They receive alerts when the status of a person behind bars changes, like if they get out of jail. But the contract also allows Apris to sell someone's personal information, like social security numbers. Several commissioners want to remove that. One of the fears is that immigration law enforcement could use it against people who are undocumented. But commissioners yesterday learned that victim notifications might end if they did not approve the contract. So they did. For a year. About a decade ago, the invasive carp hit an invisible wall in the Illinois River. They have scarcely crossed it since. A new study shows that polluted water coming from the Chicago River could be the reason. There's a spot along the Illinois River, about 40 miles southwest of Chicago, that invasive carp refuse to cross. Scientists exposed the invasive fish to water from the Chicago area waterway system to see how they would behave. Corey Suskey is a professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
Their behavior changes very radically, very, very quickly. And they basically kind of stop moving and they just sort of like, whoa, something's not right here. And they don't like it.
The scientists say one explanation is that the invasive carp have stayed away from Chicago in part because of contaminants flowing out of the Chicago area waterway system. Some more things you should know today. The man accused of setting Chicago's well-known walking man on fire will serve nearly 50 years in prison. The Chicago Tribune reports Joseph Guardia accepted a plea deal yesterday on first-degree murder charges. Guardia attacked Joseph Cromulus in 2022 as he slept on the pavement on North Lower Wabash Avenue. Cromulus died several months later of complications from his injuries. Cromulus was 75. In a victim statement shared in court this week, Cromulus' late sister said, quote, "My brother just loved Chicago. He had this routine of walking the streets. He wanted to be left alone." Cook County commissioners have approved about $24 million in settlements for people who say their civil rights were violated by Reynaldo Guevara. He's a disgraced former Chicago police detective whose alleged misconduct during the 1990s has led to the exoneration of dozens of defendants. The county settlements represent eight cases. The city of Chicago has separately paid out more than $70 million in settlements tied to Guevara. The Chicago Bears are back up and running following the team's bye week. Head coach Matt Eberflus says the players used the week off to give their bodies some rest and visit with family. The Bears will visit the Washington Commanders on Sunday, a homecoming game for rookie quarterback Caleb Williams, who grew up in Washington, D.C. Today's weather, it will be cloudy with some periods of rain, and there could be thunder. Temperatures will reach the mid-60s. Tomorrow we're expecting sunny skies but colder temps, and a high in the mid-50s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.